Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
European allies agreed on the need to ramp up support for Ukraine in order to land a peace deal with Russia. Sir Keir Starmer hosted Vladimir Zelensky and the French and German leaders earlier. Some have criticised a US-backed agreement for being too in favour of Moscow. Sir Mark Lyall Grant is a former national security adviser.
They have to work with President Trump. He is the one driving the peace process, and they have to persuade him that he mustn't sell Ukraine and European security interests down the river in the interests of a quick and dirty deal.
Two teenage asylum seekers have been detained after raping a 15-year-old girl in Leamington Spa. Jan Jahanzeb and Isra Niazal, both aged 17 and from Afghanistan, were sentenced to 10 and 9 years respectively and also faced deportation. Thousands of people have been told to evacuate as a tsunami warning has been issued for parts of Japan. It's after a powerful magnitude 7.6 earthquake. A nurse who complained about sharing a changing room with a transgender doctor has won part of her employment tribunal. Sandy Peggy lodged a claim against NHS Fife, citing harassment to a protected belief, discrimination and victimisation. The tribunal upheld the harassment claim but dismissed the others. Ms Peggy's solicitor Margaret Gribben says it's caused turmoil.
The last 2 years have been agonising for me and my family. I will have much more to say in the coming days once I've been able to properly consider the lengthy judgment and discuss it with my legal team. For now, I'm looking forward to spending a quiet few days with my family.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says he has no clue if Mo Salah's played his last game for the club. The Egypt international says he felt he'd been thrown under the bus for their poor recent form on the field. And a danger to life warning's been issued with strong winds, heavy rain and flooding forecast for parts of the UK and Ireland tomorrow. It's been named Storm Bram. And that's the latest.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A cyclist has suffered life-changing injuries after being hit by a car in Barry. An investigation's continuing following a collision which shut Cardiff Road for several hours last night. South Wales Police have told us the biker remains in hospital and no arrests have been made. Three sites in Barry have been confirmed for new housing projects, but concerns been raised about the impact of the schemes, which form part of a new local development plan from Vale of Glamorgan Council. An opposition bid to scrap 360 new homes at Raycock Cross was defeated by just one vote. The council says it's aware about a lack of infrastructure surrounding the proposed sites. A man has been charged after he drove a bulldozer into a village pub in the Rhondda. The new inn at Cefn Rhigos was damaged following a disturbance on Thursday night in which a JCB was driven over a parked car. Daniel Morgan, who's 35, is also charged with burglary and dangerous driving. He was remanded in custody by magistrates until the new year. And there's an amber warning for parts of South Wales ahead of Storm Bran. Forecasters are expecting more than a month's worth of rain to fall in just 24 hours. The Met Office also has a yellow warning for heavy rain here in the Vale of Glamorgan. In sports, Wales boss Craig Bellamy says he isn't thinking too far ahead after learning their potential World Cup opponents. They'll play Canada, Qatar and Switzerland next summer if they progress through the playoffs in March. Bellamy tells Sky Sports News their semi-final against Bosnia and Herzegovina will be a real challenge.
It's quite an armed team, quite an experienced team. They definitely have a very good physical profile. They're definitely very well organised. They have a lot of players at very good clubs. But we know it's a simple case. We have to be at the top of our game.
The winners will face either Italy or Northern Ireland.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information.
On the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see?
see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problem. I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me, don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can, I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me, don't put your blame on me.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. What have we got to bring you from around the Vale on this week's show? So we're going to be looking back at the action with your sport from rugby, football. We're also going to dip into the Elite Hockey League to see how Cardiff Devils have been getting on the ice hockey. There's also been some international football, and we're going to have a quick peek at who Wales have drawn in the Rugby World Cup that's going to be getting played, and we're going to have a look at how potentially Wales men's football team can get to America. All that and more yet to come at Bro Radio.
Shadows fill an empty heart as love is fading from all the things that we are but are not saying. Can we see beyond the scars and make it to the dawn? Change the colors of the sky and open up to the ways you made me feel alive, the ways I loved you.
Through the night, love will find you. What about now? What about today?
about today? What if you're making me all that I was meant to be? What if our love never went away? What if it's love?
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to bring you football action first. And Barrytown United are through to the Nathaniel MG Cup final for the first time since 2017 after they beat Cambrian United 3-0. Steve Jenkins' men set up a showpiece with Holders, the New Saints, which will be played in Bridgend at the end of February. It will also be the first final in nearly 3 years after clinching the inaugural Welsh Blood Service Cup during the 2022-23 season. But much had been made in the run-up of the semi-final of Barry's opponents, the Cymru South Leaders, who have only been beaten twice in the league. As such, Cambrian United held out until the stroke of half-time, when a set-piece from Elliot Richards was headed in by Will Richards to edge the four-time winners in front. And then Barry doubled their lead when Elliot Richards' shot from distance was softly blocked by homekeeper Morgan Davis, with Ollie Hulbert on hand to score the rebound 9 minutes after the break. Ben Maggotson wrapped up the win on 78 minutes, beating a goal-mouth scramble from Owen Cudahy's shot to slot past Davis and confirmed Barry's place in the final. And earlier on Saturday, TNS beat Cymru North Leaders Llandudno 2-1 with goals from Dan Williams and Jordan Williams to keep the Cymru Premier Leaders on track for their 12th League Cup. But the first showpiece of the Welsh domestic season we played at Penobont's Dragon Bet Stadium, and that's on Saturday the 28th of February. So that's going to be a cracking game that's going to be there. But coincidentally, Barry do actually travel to Penobont on Tuesday night for their Cymru Premier Derby, with the bid to stay in the top six firmly in the balance, before returning back to Jenner Park next Saturday to face Gresford Athletic in the fourth round of the Welsh Cup. So it's a lot of games, certainly to look forward to. Their Barry against TNS is going to be an absolute fantastic game. But talking about TNS, in the Adram Premier, Barrytown United held TNS to a 1-1 draw. Chelsea Cochrane scored for the visitors at Park Hall as they frustrated a TNS side looking to secure a top four finish this season. Barry named just two changes from last Sunday's defeat to Britton Ferry, with Kira Harris and Ellie Priest replacing Lucy Atwood and the suspended Amelia Herbert. Both teams enjoyed a bright start, with Caitlin Chapman finding the net for the hosts, only to be flagged offside. Sienna Stone was only narrowly wide with her effort from distance before the 11th minute. A Jasmine Turner set piece was nodded in by Cochrane to put Barry ahead. Molly Anson saved a flurry of chances from Kelsey Richardson and captain Leah Lewis, but the Barry keeper was eventually beaten in the 21st minute by Lexi Harrison's point-blank equaliser. Sub Emma Murray went close to edging the visitors back in front when her close-range shot went wide. And after the break, Anson was on hand to block Chapman's effort from the edge of the box, while at the other end, Becca Thomas struck the crossbar. Arguably, the pick of Barry keeper's saves saw Harrison's close-range chance being tipped over the bar as TNS ramped up the pressure to find a winner. And Cochrane went close to adding a second from a counter-attack, but was denied by homekeeper Charlie Scott, as Barry then played out a point to remain seventh in the table. And with the league campaign entering a prolonged Christmas break, Barry round off 2025 next Sunday with the return of Britton Ferry in the quarterfinals of the Adram Trophy. And elsewhere in the Adram Premier, Wrexham remain on top going into 2026 after beating Aberystwyth Town 3-2, while Swansea routed bottom club Pontypridd United 5-1, who have lost all 11 games of the league so far. And unfortunately, the game between Britton Ferry and Cardiff City were postponed due to storm damage. Next up on Bro Radio, we will be bringing you the Cymru South and selected games from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Why have a white Christmas when you can enjoy a silver Christmas at Fonmon Castle? Our silver Christmas experience is back, and it's bigger, brighter, and more magical than ever before. We've twinkling festive gardens, an enchanting Christmas story trail, live shows on the castle balcony and in the Ice Dome, plus Jurassic Wales, where dinosaurs meet Christmas. Tickets are on sale now, so check dates and prepare for the best Christmas ever at fonmoncastle.com.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio, and whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and ensuites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
No matter the weather, get a five-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you, we will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, you're gonna take on the world someday, you got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place, somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. As we just heard in the Adran Premier, there was a game postponed due to storm damage, and that was the same for a few games from around the Vale of Glamorgan, with Carver Ely's game on Saturday was also postponed, and Ely Rangers game and Dinas Powers' game were all postponed, but Carver Ely next play on Saturday at home to Llandudno, Ely Rangers next play at home to Pencoed, and Dinas Powers next play away to Cardiff Cosmopolitans. Cardiff Airport's game did go ahead and they drew 2-2 at home to Goitre United. Cameron Harris got an early goal for the visitors, but a quick response by Oliver Tipples levelled the game. The away team were then a player down before half-time with Rogers seeing red. Keane Watts got Goitre's second goal, but Jack Davis restored parity and the game ended 2-2. Cardiff Airport are currently fourth in the league and they are next away to South Gower. And also in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major extended their unbeaten run with a 2-2 draw at Tree Thomas Bluebirds. Kofi Rowe and Jack Bevan combined to rescue a point for Carl Lewis's men in one of just two Friday night games to beat the weather. The hosts dominated possession in the first half that produced few clear chances from either side before Player of the Month nominee Kofi Rowe broke the deadlock for Llantwit in the 49th minute with his fourth goal in as many games. Just 3 minutes later, Jonathan Hood beat Riley Allen from the edge of the box for the equaliser before Rhys Llewellyn foul on Jack Shaw led to a penalty. Hood's initial shot was saved by Allen, but the ex-Barrytown midfielder struck home the rebound to edge the Bluebirds in front after 61 minutes. But Major dug in and after a row effort was blocked by homekeeper Elliot James, Bevan equalised from the rebound with 9 minutes of normal time left to stretch their unbeaten league run to 7 games. And this is precisely the halfway stage of the season and Llantwit remain 9th spot in the table as they prepare for their last game before Christmas, a visit to bottom club Cwmbran Celtic on Tuesday night. And in the other Cymru South game this weekend, Newport City played out a goalless draw with 10 men Pontypridd United, who had Andrew Evans sent off in the closing stages. So that's your football in action from around the Vale. Next, we're going to be having a look at what's been going on in the rugby here at Bro Radio.
Selector, making moves, yeah, on the dance floor, yeah. Gotta move on, getting here, real hardcore, yeah. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, the young will die to do it like that. With Craig David all over your DJ, it's all up to you. When the crowd go wild, tell me what you gon' do. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. This goes out to all the DJs. You know, the apple died to do it like that. With When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. This goes out to all the DJs
making moves, yeah, on the dance floor. Gotta move on, dancing, yeah, real hardcore. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, the Apple died to do it like that. With Craig David all over your DJ, it's all up to you. When the crowd go wild, tell me what you gon' do.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to change sports now and move our attention to rugby, where unfortunately it's been a bit more of a waiting game for Barry, as their hopes for some game time were dashed by the weather after their friendly with Nantyfilm was called off. The Bombers have been out of action since early November, and with more rain expected this week, that lean spell could stretch further than Saturday's Admiral League visit to Abercynon. Barry were last in action on November the 8th at St Albans when they were beaten 57-28. The Autumn Internationals meant 3 weeks without a league fixture, and the scheduled home game on December the 5th was called off as Caerphilly were still involved in the Division 1 Cup. So Barry have two fixtures left before the Christmas break. First one's away to Abercynon and then at home to Llanharan on December the 20th. And then the fixtures resume on January the 3rd with a derby game away to Penarth. It's going to be a fantastic derby match, I think, there. And talking of Penarth, they were in cup action, and it's been one of those sort of an eventful week for Penarth, and it ended brightly with a 52-33 win over Lampeter Town in the Division 1 Cup. The Bears looked to book their spot in the quarterfinals at Cardiff Arms Park, where the game was being played following last week's fire at the Athletic Club. George Roberts, Owen Lloyd and Spencer Robinson were among the try scorers in an entertaining last 16 encounter. Cardiff Rugby, which waived the fees for hosting the cup tie, also managed to raise over £400 for Penarth towards the cost of rebuilding their clubhouse and replacing lost equipment and memorabilia. But Penarth then resumed their Admiral League campaign next Saturday when the Division 1 East Central leaders travel to Rhyddfelyn. Elsewhere, Cowbridge's Division 2 Cup tie against Usk was postponed following a very late pitch inspection by the referee just 15 minutes before kickoff. And now, though, the Admiral League has resumed for the lower league teams following the international break, and Llantwit Major earned a bonus point in their 30-7 win over Penygraig in Division 3. Dinas Powys went down 22-12 at home to Llandaff in their first game under new head coach John Diamond, who joined the club in the midweek following a brief spell at Sully Sports. And all Penarthians were beaten 22-15 at Kevin Coyd in Division 5, and Sully Sports Division 6 game at Llanrumney was postponed, and the fixtures to look forward to next weekend. So as we know, Barry are away to Abercynon and Penarth are away to Rhyddfelyn. Dinas Powys in Division 3 are away to Ferndale, and Llantwit Major are away to Llandaff. In Division 5, Open Arthians, they host Cardiff Met. And in Division 6, Surrey Sports host Llanrwmni Athletic. And in the WRU Championship, Open Arthians, they're away to West Swansea Hawks. And that's your rugby action that's taking place around the Vale. So not many more results, and it's going to be the bit of a Christmas break there. And I think once we kind of get to Christmas on the football and the rugby, I think we kind of get a feel of what the teams are doing and what positions they're in and where it looks like for the league. But some really exciting times, and it's nice, especially for the week they've had, that Penarth have bounced back with a victory there to keep their cup hopes alive, and I'm sure they're looking forward to the away trip to Rydfelin. But up next at Pro Radio, we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the Elite Hockey League with the Cardiff Devils and the Ice Hockey.
This is Pro Radio.
Ydych chi'n rhiant ym Mro Morgannwg? Ydych chi ymwybod am wasanaethau, digwyddiadau, gweithgareddau a chefnogaeth sydd ar gael yn lleol? Yna siwradwch y gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y Fro. Gallwn eich gysylltu â grwpiau cyn ysgol a gweithgareddau blant a phobl ifanc. Dewisiadau gofal plant a chymorth gyda costiau gofal plant a gwasanaethau cymorth i deuluoedd, gan gynnwys cefnogaeth i blant sydd ag anableddau neu angenion ychwanegol. Ffoniwch y bari 704-704 neu chwiliwch am wasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd Bro Morgannwg.
Throughout December, we're giving you the chance to win with Bro Radio's Countdown to Christmas. Each day, we'll be opening the door on our advent calendar to unveil prizes from local businesses, including
Philco Supermarkets, Nickleby's Bookstore, Molly Williams Browse, Reset with Ruth, and Box Edit Boutique.
Find out more at broradio.fm/countdown.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739-329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
This is my heartbeat song and I'm gonna play it. Been so long I forgot how to turn it up, 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 up all night long. Oh, up, up all night long. You, where the hell did you come?
Like a finger on a loaded gun.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on. And it looks like it was double delight for them over the weekend as they first edged Belfast Giants 2-1 in a fierce Elite League encounter on Saturday. A tight opening period ended scoreless, although the Giants thought they had taken the lead, only for the score to be chalked off after a coach's challenge for interference on the Devils' goaltender Ben Bones. Devils then took a slender advantage in the second period when Cedric Lacroix and Brendan Estes combined for Jimmy Olinghi to grab the first goal of the game. Brett Perlini doubled Devils' lead early in the final period, only for JJ Pinnich to pull one back for the Giants on a power play after Josh McDonald was called for tripping. The visitors went all out to find a late equaliser with an empty net play to take the game into overtime, but they couldn't find a way through as Devils held out to remain third in the table, with the Giants 6 points back but having played three fewer games. And then on Sunday, the Devils cruised to a 5-1 Elite League victory over the Glasgow Clan. Joey Martin and Cohen Ofshevsky gave the Devils a tidy lead in the first period, with Brett Perlini stretching the lead early in the second. Perlini struck again and added a fourth Devils goal, although Steve Seagull did stop the one-way traffic before the end of the second to make it 4-1. A sometimes fractious final period saw a stream of penalties, although Ryan Barrow added a fifth home goal to round off a comprehensive victory. However, the leaders Nottingham Panthers and Sheffield Steelers both won, so the top three remain unchanged, and that is Nottingham atop, Sheffield second, Cardiff third. All three teams have played 18 games. Nottingham are on 30 points, Sheffield are on 28, and the Devils are on 27. The Belfast Giants, they are currently on 19 points, so they're 8 points behind in fourth, but they've got four games less they've played than the three teams above them, so they could be they could certainly bring themselves back into the mix. Most teams are kind of around the 18 game mark now. Dundee are still sitting on 13 games played, but they're in ninth place with only 9 points, so potentially just a little bit too far back there now, as the league certainly does look like it's stretching, and with two or three games a week being played, it can certainly change very quickly. But it's particularly for the Devils, it's looking pretty comfortable. They're keeping in touch with the top three, and they're just giving themselves a little gap over fourth, although it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out when the Belfast Giants have played a few more games. But I think certainly the victory over the Giants has really helped cement where the Devils' league position is. Up next, though, on Bro Radio, we're going to have a little dip into the international sport to see what's the news with Wales football and Wales rugby, coming up here at Bro Radio.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and
become, and it looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning, though I'm trying hard to understand. And it's my heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight.
Is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a little look at what's been going on in the international world. And Wales women's international team have been playing some friendlies. And on Tuesday, they beat Switzerland 3-2. And that's a really good result there for Wales, as Switzerland are 24th in the world, so they are actually 8 point places higher than Wales. And it caps off the end of a good year there. Wales had ended now their 12 game winless run, with Sophie Ingle, Hannah Kane and Lily Woodham all finding the net against Switzerland. But what it does is it just shows that after sort of it's been a little bit, we had the highs of the Euros, and then they did go on a little bit of a winless run, but they've sort of now got over that now, and hopefully that will be for the new year. That will give them some hope, and that will sort of inspire them into 2026. And it does look bad when you say winless run, but when they were in the Euros, they were playing against teams a lot higher than them in the world rankings. And the only way to get better is to play against teams that are higher in the rankings, because then you need to perform. And it's a very talented Welsh squad now. And I know they've lost a number of experienced players. Lots of caps have left the team, but I think I'm excited for 2026 when it comes to the Wales women's football team. But something else really excited is the men's football team, and although they haven't made the World Cup 2026 in America as of yet, they do know which group they will be in. But first of all, let's have a little remember how they'll get there. So they've got the semi-final, the one-leg semi-final playoff, and that's going to be at home, where Wales will take on Bosnia Herzegovina. And if they win that one, they are then at home to the winner out of Italy versus Northern Ireland. So for Wales, luckily, two home games. If they were to beat Bosnia, they will be home again against Italy or Northern Ireland. They're going to be two tough games. It's going to be tough against Bosnia. There's some quality players still in the Bosnian team. Maybe it's getting a little bit older. But with what Wales did to North Macedonia in the last qualifying game of the campaign, I really think that shows what they can get on, and do. But if they were to do that, Italy or Northern Ireland, again, will be a difficult test on there. But I think they've got the ability and the to do that. And what happens if they win them two games? Well, first of all, yes, they are then in the World Cup 2026, and they've been drawn in Group B. So they've been drawn in Group B with Canada, Qatar and Switzerland. So the way the pots were drawn, they've actually, if they get to the World Cup, there, I would probably like to say that I fancy Wales's chances of getting out of that group. I think they would beat Qatar and they would beat Canada, and I think it would be a tough game against Switzerland, but I think the game against Switzerland would just be to decide who comes first and second in the group. And I say that I think that would be the same for any of the four teams that could make the group space from the UEFA playoff. I think that you would say the same if Bosnia were put in there, if Italy were put in there, or if Northern Ireland were put in there. And it's always really difficult when teams go for the playoffs, because normally if you're in Pot A, you would expect a team from Pot B, a team from Pot C, and a team from Pot D. However, with world rankings, because Wales didn't make it on their own, they were in Pot D, so they were in the lowest pot, but actually their world ranking doesn't equate to where they are, and I think the same definitely can be said about Italy. So it would be a good draw for Wales. Hopefully they can get there, and if they do, then full support for them, and I definitely think they would get out of the group stages on this. And it is an extended World Cup as well, so it's the first time it's been extended to 48 teams, and it's held across three countries, so Canada, Mexico and the United States. And it kicks off from June the 11th, and it carries on going through to the 19th of July. So when we've normally got a little bit of a rest period for the football, we're going to have the World Cup, and it's absolutely fantastic. The only thing to sort of just remember there is the time zones, whether it's Eastern time, Central time, or Western time. There will be certainly some really, well, either late nights or early mornings, depending on which way you do it. And it's not the first time that the World Cup has been in America as well. I remember when it was in there, Baggio missed the penalty, and Italy lost the final there. That's going back some number of years there, and it's probably aging me just a little bit there, saying that I can remember that. But that's your international football. But what's been going on in rugby? Well, the draw for the Rugby World Cup 2027 has taken place as well. And Wales, well, this is a big shock. Wales have avoided Australia and Fiji. It seems to be every World Cup they seem to end up playing them. And again, keeping themselves in the top 12 has really helped this out. So Wales have been drawn in Group F. They've been drawn against England. Tonga and Zimbabwe are all in the group there. So if we're going off current form, I would say, looking at the bright side, we'd beat Zimbabwe, we'd have a good game, but I think we'd come out on top against Tonga. And even if you said that we lost our pool game against England, I think we've definitely got a chance of going through from that pool. It could have been a lot worse. And when you talk a lot worse, Group A is not the group that you want to be in. If you were Chile and Hong Kong, they've been drawn in Group A, and they've been drawn with New Zealand and Australia. So I think that's going to be really tough for Chile and Hong Kong there, against two powerhouses of of world rugby, and it's always interesting. You have a little look at the pools, and you're like, oh well, I think who's going to win there, and then we kind of do it on what we think. I think Group E is really interesting. It's France, Japan, USA, and Samoa. I think France will top that. I think Japan, USA, and Samoa, they're all. I could see any of them coming second in that group. But most groups you've got where you would definitely see, you can say who the top two are. Group B from a European point of view is going to be quite interesting as well. So you've got South Africa and Italy, which will probably be the top two. And then you've got Romania and Georgia in that group. Now, remember a few years ago, when people were saying, well, Georgia should replace Italy in the group, and Romania have historically been a fairly good team in Europe as well. This may just give us the idea of whether there's more call for that, because this is what people have been saying. But that brings you pretty much up to date with what's been going on in the international sport. And as you can hear, I'm really excited about the draw for the Rugby World Cup 2027. But I'm even more excited to hopefully see Wales win these two playoff games and get into the and get to America 2026. And I really do think they would get out of the group stage there as well.
Got this in pocket, got paddle, I'm gonna use it. Intention, I feel in my tail. Gonna make you notice. Got motion, strong emotion. I've been diving, detailed leaning, no visa. Seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my side, gonna use my fingers, gonna use my degeneration. Cause I gonna make you see. No. A beat, got new skank, sorry, got something, winking at you, gonna make you notice, gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So that brings up the end of another sports roundup from the Vale of Glamorgan. But if there's a sport that I'm not talking about, is it a sports team or sports club that you think should be featured here at Bro Radio? And what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And I could talk all about the sports team, sports club, or even volunteer that you're so grateful for running the sport. Better still, I could invite you along to Bro Headquarters and you could tell me all about the sport that you think the people of the Vale should hear all about. And I'll probably quiz you about the rules or laws to see if there's any grey areas. So if I was ever to play that sport, I could potentially get around some rules there. But up next at Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
2012 flooring, we come to you. And now we've got a showroom in Barry and it's new.
Wonder if they do a free measuring service.
Yes, we do.
And uplift and remove old flooring and move furniture.
We sure do.
So, where are you?
At Barry Enterprise Park, Unit 2. Just off Cardiff Road in Surly View.
Lucky that rhymed.
We're 2012 flooring, for fitting's what we do. Visit our new showroom or welcome to you.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro.